Broadcasting.
Good afternoon. I'm opening this meeting of the House Committee on Revenue. It's Wednesday, March 3rd. Before we begin, let's call roll, please.
Representative Levy.
Here by video.
Representative Marsh.
Marsh is here by video.
Representative Smith Warner.
Excused.
Representative Smith is excused. Vice Chair Pham.
Pham is present by video.
Vice Chair Reschke.
Reschke present by video.
And Madam Chair Nathanson.
Present by video. Thank you for that. A quorum is present. We have four items on our agenda today. They are all work sessions. We will take the items in the order that is printed on the agenda that's been posted. And before I begin on any of them, committee members, I want to let you know that agency staff are available to answer questions should there be any questions for either LRO or possibly an agency staff person on anything about these bills that we're going to be considering today. We have no amendments that I'm aware of for any of these four bills. Is that correct, Mr. Alanak?
That's correct, Madam Chair.
So these four bills are for our consideration to determine whether we want to pass them with recommendation, with no recommendation, or not pass them out of our committee. At this time, I'm opening a work session on House Bill 2458.
Madam Chair, this bill is the Revisor's bill, and it just makes technical changes to Oregon statute. It comes to the committee from legislative council when they find errors that need to be corrected. There are no policy changes in it. This version just corrects a cross-reference in statute. There is no revenue impact, and there is no fiscal impact.
Lawyer stuff about lawyer stuff. committee, is there any discussion, any questions about this bill? Would you like to make a motion, Rep. Pham?
Yes, Madam Chair. I move that HB 2458 be moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Pham moves House Bill 2458 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion from the committee? I'll wait just a moment. I'm not seeing any hands go up. The clerk will call the roll.
Representative Levy.
Levy votes yes.
Representative Marsh.
Marsh votes yes.
Vice Chair Pham?
Pham votes yes.
Vice Chair Reschke?
Reschke votes aye.
Madam Chair Nathanson?
Nathanson votes aye. Motion passes. This is the time when we assign a carrier for the bill, and on this one, I would like Representative Pham to carry this bill in the House. Is that okay?
That sounds great to me. Thank you, Chair Nathanson.
Thank you. Mr. Alanak, any other business before I close the work session on this bill?
Nope. That's it for that one.
Closing the work session on House Bill 2458, opening a work session on House Bill 2693.
Chair Nathanson, members of the committee, this is Jamie McGovern for the Legislative Revenue Office. House Bill 2693 would allow an exception to the requirement for property tax exemption that's used by industry apprenticeship trusts, and essentially would allow these trusts that own property that currently are experience the property tax exemption to loan out that property for 7 consecutive days or 30 calendar days max in a property tax year to a charitable institution. And we don't expect there to be a revenue impact. And I can talk about that a little more if you'd like. And there would be a minimal fiscal impact.
Committee, any questions for LRO? Representative Reschke.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Ms. McGovern, we heard testimony that this would cover 503C3, 4, 5, and 6, I believe it was. Some of those, I think, can be political, quote, charities or nonprofits. Is that correct?
Representative Reschke, Chair Nathanson, I will admit that the income tax code is a little bit outside of what I'm familiar with, and I might reach out to Chris, the Lifeline, if you'd like, to find out about their the ability to conduct political outreach or organize.
Yeah, that would be great. I just would like to get it on the record what those three or four different, if any of them can be political or not, because we heard about food banks and charity as far as handling food boxes and stuff, which is great. I just want to make sure we understand the full ramifications.
Madam Chair, Vice Chair Reschke, Chris Allenack, Legislative Revenue Office. I would actually have to double check the IRC to find out where those political entities lie within within the 501c, and I can try to do that now if you'd like.
No, that's fine. We can follow up later. I don't think okay. I just am just thinking of this kind of at the last moment, and I apologize for that, but just would like to know going forward. Yeah,
okay. We can get you that information.
Okay, that's great. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Certainly. I'm wondering, Mr. Allenack, if someone from Department of Revenue might want to comment on why it's written this way or what that covers.
Thank you. I'm giving them a minute to answer your question. I don't know if they know off the top of their head either. Okay. But
if they don't have an answer, we don't need to put them on the spot. Okay.
We can certainly, if you do move forward and moving the bill out of committee, we can definitely get you that answer before it appears on the floor.
Madam Chair, that would be adequate. So that's fine for me.
Thank you, everybody. Any other questions or comments and any discussion on this before we take a motion? Would someone like to make a motion on this bill?
Chair Nathanson, I move that House Bill 2693 move to the floor with a do pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Reschke moves House Bill 2693 to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Any discussion on the motion? I'm not seeing any. The clerk will call the roll.
Representative Levy.
Levy votes yes.
Representative Marsh.
Marsh votes yes.
Vice Chair Pham.
Pham votes yes.
Vice Chair Reschke.
Reschke votes aye.
Madam Chair Nathanson.
Nathanson votes aye. Motion passes. House Bill 2693, the chief sponsor is Representative Witt. I am assigning Representative Witt to carry this bill in the House. Any other business before I close this work session? Not seeing any. I'm closing the work session on House Bill 2693, opening a work session on House Bill 2129.
Chair Nathanson and members of the committee, for the record, I'm Caitlin Harger from the Legislative Revenue Office. House Bill 2129 deals with the charitable checkoff program, which allows people to select charities on their tax return to donate money to. This bill makes changes to statute to reflect the current operations of the program that was originally established back in 1989. Some of those changes I'll mention quickly are it changes statute to reflect the annual meeting and reporting schedule of the program. It clarifies that application to the program does not mean that you have to collect signatures all over again. It clarifies when initial applications are due. It clarifies the timing of reporting requirements, things like that. I'm happy to go into every change it makes if that would help. This applies to tax years beginning on or after January 1, 2021, and it takes effect on the 91st day following adjournment sine die. There is no revenue impact and there's no fiscal impact.
Thank you. Committee, any questions for LRO or agency staff about this bill? I'm not seeing any. Representative Pham, would you like to make a motion?
Yes, Chair Nathanson, I move House Bill 2129 to the floor with a do pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Pham moves House Bill 2129 to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Committee, is there any discussion on the motion? Not seeing any. Clerk will call the roll.
Representative Levy.
Levy votes yes.
Representative Marsh.
Marsh votes yes.
Vice Chair Pham.
Pham votes yes.
Vice Chair Reschke.
Reschke votes aye.
Madam Chair Nathanson.
Nathanson votes aye. Motion passes. It's time to assign a carrier, and as the members of the committee have noticed by now, we sort of share the responsibility or the fun. We move it around. At this time, I'd like to call on Representative Levy to see if Representative Levy is willing to carry this bill on the House floor.
Thank you very much. Yes, I will.
Thank you. Levy is assigned as carrier. I'm not aware of any other business on this one before I close the work session. Closing the work session on House Bill 2129, opening a work session on House Bill 2130.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, again, this is Caitlin Revenue for the Legislative Revenue Office. House Bill 2130 deals with the Emancipation Day holiday celebrated in Washington, D.C. And what this does is it establishes the due date for the declaration of estimated tax, and estimated payments as April 18th in the event that this holiday falls on the day the taxes are due. This applies to tax years on or after January 1, 2022, that begin on or after January 1, 2022, and it takes effect on the 91st day following adjournment sine die. And again, with this measure, there is no revenue impact and there is no fiscal impact.
Thank you. Committee, any questions on this bill? Representative Reschke, would you like to make a motion?
Yes, Chair Nathanson, I move that House Bill 2130 to the floor with a do pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Reschke moves House Bill 2130 to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Any discussion on the motion? I'm not seeing any. Clerk will call the roll.
Representative Levy.
Levy votes yes.
Representative Marsh.
Marsh votes yes.
Vice Chair Pham.
Pham votes aye.
And Vice Chair Reschke.
Reschke votes aye.
Madam Chair Nathanson.
Nathanson votes aye. Motion passes. Representative Reschke, would you carry this one for us?
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Thank you. we're done with our business on that bill. I'm closing the work session on House Bill 2130. Mr. Alanak, is there any other business before this committee before we adjourn for the afternoon?
No, Madam Chair, you've completed your agenda. If I could add one comment just to the newer members in terms of logistics, just to remind you, when the bill goes to the floor, if you would like any help from LRO staff, feel free to reach out. We can help you with whatever information you need. And I'm not sure exactly how the logistics will work given the circumstances we're under, but if members would like, we are happy to sit with members when they carry a bill. I'm not sure exactly how that would work right now. And even if that's not the case, we generally are on the side aisle in case questions come up. And we're gonna have some internal discussions because I'm not sure exactly how that's gonna work this time, trying to keep the number of people in the building to a minimum. But the logistics may be up in the air, but we are here to help you in any way that you would like. I just wanted to, just for newer members and for members who have done this before, it'll look a little bit different.
It will. Thank you so much for the explanation and the reminders. It may look different, but we are glad you're there in whatever form that takes, real or virtual. I'm waiting for the holograms. Any other comments from the committee before we adjourn? We're adjourned.